Hi, friends. Welcome back to Water New Podcast. I'm your host, Jamia, the one and only. Mwah. And we are back with another amazing episode. But, big buts. This is not just any episode. This is our very first fall, autumn episode, right? Because when we started Watering You, that was like April, May. That's like spring, I believe. And then we had June, July, August. That's summer. You know, that heat. Whew. Yeah, those flashbacks. That was awful. I feel like ice cream melting. It was awful. And now we're into fall. September, October, November. They said fall isn't until September 22nd. Honestly, I'm not believing the rumors. And honestly, September is not fighting those allegations. Do you know? It feels so good outside. Summer could never. I promise you it could not. No. Anyway. Yeah. So we are officially in our third out of fourth season. Ooh. Next is winter. I'm so excited. So excited. And yeah. And if you're new here, then mwah, welcome, honey. This is like a self-growth, self-improvement podcast, honestly. We just talk about experiences, stuff you can learn from, stuff you can take away. I mainly talk about, you know, my experiences and what you can, you know, learn from my mistakes. That's what I tell people. Don't make the same mistakes I did, okay? Yeah, I'm so excited. Oh, and before I get into, I almost skipped the part. And if you've been listening to me, which I know some people have been listening to me because you guys never let me forget it. And I love you guys so, so much. I just want to kiss your face. Thank you for constantly supporting me and listening to my podcast. Mwah. Mwah. Love you guys so much. I definitely want to come out with some type of merch for Watering You. I don't know how I'm going to do about it. I know I want it to be super cute, though. Obviously, gender neutral, you know. I get it. But I'm thinking about it. I have some stuff in the works, okay? My little brain is cooking. It's cooking. I have some stuff that I want to do. So yeah. Anyway. Also, I have some really, 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 really important news to share with the family. I am officially a girlfriend. I know. Crazy, right? You're like, what? You were just single, friend. What happened? Right? Ah. Look. A guy likes me. I like a guy. And moral story. He wanted to be with me. No, I'm kidding. It was just so cute. Like, he planned this. Well, he did it at the spa. Well, he did it. Anyway, moral story. He asked me to be his girlfriend, and it was so cute. And we went to the spa. He had a whole day planned. He actually knew he wanted me to be his girlfriend before I even knew. And I don't know. It was just really cute. And I'm like, you like me? You like me. Ooh. So I'm excited to be a girlfriend. I'm so excited for this new journey. I'm so excited for you guys to come along with me in this new journey. Okay, without further ado. Oh, so this is really our first fall episode and my first episode being a girlfriend, no longer single. Wow, that's crazy. And we kept seeing angel numbers that whole day. Like, the day I became his girlfriend, I kept seeing angel numbers that whole day. Anyway, I think that's a sign. Anyway, today's title is Goodbye Summer, Hello Fall. Honestly, I'm tired of summer. Get your ass out of here. I'm sorry I said what I said. I mean, going to the pool and being outside, whatever. It's cool, it's fine, but fall? Fall, my dear, that is where the magic happens. That is where the magic happens. Ooh. So, I have a list of, I have a list of activities that you can do for the upcoming fall. So that way you can just say, oh, fall is so boring. I have nothing to do. Ah, the lies. You're lying. So for number one, I have s'mores indoors. Stop. Why does that rhyme? S'mores indoors. Ooh, I didn't even, honestly, should I drop the mixtape now or later? Ooh. So, and when I say s'mores indoors, they actually have like these fire pits you can buy from Amazon. And I thought that could be really cute. Or you could do like an indoor picnic. That could be super cute too. Because, you know, especially if you have allergies or if you're not a big fall person, like you don't really like the chill in the air, you could definitely do it at home. Indoor vibes. Still cute. Still cute. I have carved pumpkins and wear them like wear them on top of your head like a helmet and take pictures. Like, how cute is that? Like, instead of just carving pumpkins and putting them out, wear them. Or not. I thought it would be fun. Like, you could put like a plastic bag in it so that way you're not getting like pumpkin guts in your hair. I don't know. I would do it. That's just me though. Learn how to bake a pie. Literally, like, learn how to bake a pie from scratch. Or you can like, you know that stuff? Like, you know how you have like pie crust you could buy at the store? You could just do that. If you don't want to make it from scratch, like what's that one girl? What's that one girl from TikTok? She makes everything from scratch. Bro, she made Coca-Cola from scratch. It was the craziest thing in the world. Anyway. Or learn how to bake bread. Like a zucchini bread or a pumpkin bread. Ooh, yes. Ooh, or gingerbread bread. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. Also, make your own candles. Literally, it's actually such a cute idea because me and my best friend had did it not too long ago. We actually did it last year, I think, for Halloween, because our little candle holders were pumpkins, actually, and we got the kit from Amazon. So if you don't want to go to like a store and make your own candle, which I recommend Penn Beach Co., great place, you can also get your own kit from Amazon, honestly. I think it was like $20-some, $15 or $20, it wasn't bad. What else? Look, I'm so excited for this next one. I can barely talk. Watch Halloween movies. Like a movie night in with snacks or some food. AKA Wingstop. You know, I'm just a messenger. Wingstop, if you hear this. Honestly, this is free. You know, they're not sponsoring me. But Wingstop, if you want to sponsor me. Hey, I'm here. Anyway, yeah. Movie night in with snacks. It's a vibe. It's a vape. Create your own placemat. I think those are so cute. You can literally have it say whatever you want. And I think they have blank ones at Michael's. Don't quote me. Because honestly, if it was up to me, I would tell you to go to Amazon for everything. Honestly. So yeah. What else? Make a boo basket for your boo. Ooh, it's so cute. Or make a boo basket for your friends. Ooh. When I think about it, that could actually be cute. Like, you guys can, like, put your names in a hat or a bucket, a bow, whatever. Draw out names and make boo baskets for each other. How cute would that be? So that way, if you don't have boos, you don't feel lonely. Oh, my gosh. That's so cute. Oh, that's cute. Ah, good job, Jamia. Okay, what else? Try new Starbucks drinks. Honestly, I'm officially a pumpkin chai girly. I am officially a pumpkin chai girly. And Starbucks came out with this drink. It's called like a ice, apple, cinnamon, some shit. I don't know. Oh my gosh. It tasted like a fucking candle. And don't ask me what I know what a candle tastes like. Because I don't know what a candle tastes like. But you ever smell a candle and you could kind of see or you could kind of sense what it may taste like? And I don't know how to explain it. But it's stressing me out just thinking about the taste of that drink. As soon as I drank it, I was like, it really tastes like you licked a candle. Bare ass candle. You just licked it. Like, you literally licked a pumpkin scented candle. Don't ask me why it was pumpkin scented when the drink was apple. Don't ask me. I'm just a messenger. But anyway, that's something I did. I like to try new stuff. I tried new drinks at Starbucks. I would recommend a pumpkin chai, especially if you don't like coffee. I hate coffee. I hate the smell of it. I hate the look of it. I think it's pointless. But I know, you know, crackheads love it. So, boom. Pumpkin chai. You're welcome. Next, I have midnight margaritas. Midnight margaritas and making your own pizza. How cute would that be? How cute would that be? I've seen so many recipes for drinks. It's unhealthy. And I'm not the biggest drinker, but if I was, my gosh, would I be passed out in a bush somewhere. Ugh, the drinks look really, really good. I recommend TikTok, but honestly, go wherever you can find good drinks. Oh, Pinterest, duh. Pinterest is actually a good one. decorate your bathroom or your bedroom with fall decor. I'm not saying that you have to go to Target or Home Decor. You can literally go to Dollar Tree, babe. You can literally go to Dollar Tree, honestly. Less is more. Literally. Less is probably more. Less money, more stuff. Anyway. I thought this was a really cute one. Wearing matching PJs to a drive-in movie. And you know Beetlejuice is coming out. How cute would that be? Matching PJs in the comfort of your car. In the comfort of food. You don't have to get out the car unless you want to. Watching a Halloween movie. Like, come on. Am I cooking? Because you could go to the drive-in movie. Cool. But matching PJs? Is that not cute? Am I not cooking? Okay. All right. Enter. Oh, this is the one I came out on my own. I came out with these on my own. But this is a really good one. Rage Room, but with pumpkins. Right? You could go to the backyard or whatever. Get some baseball bats. Get some pumpkins and just smash them. You're welcome. Literally. Is that not? Literally. You're smashing pumpkins. Versus you going to have to pay for a rage room and being time constricted. You can do as many pumpkins as long as you want. However, what tools you want. Matter of fact, get an axe. Get a machete and start hacking at those pumpkins if you want to. You know what I mean? There's no limitations when you could just, you know, do it on your own. You're welcome. Also, my last one, which is also a really cute one. You can go host a potluck. Maybe because I love food. That's my problem. But a potluck. Ooh, and I thought it would be super cute if you did like apple caramel decoration. So like you got apple slices, dip them in caramel or regular apple slices. But you have like dips like chocolate sauce or white chocolate sauce, whatever. And have like a little decoration. Like you could have like M&Ms, you could have peanuts, like coconut flakes, whatever. How cute would that be, right? That's something that's like, you could do like an assortment apple tray, right? Another one, you could do green glitter and drinks. You know how you have like a witch brewing a pot? Kind of like that vibe. Cute, right? I know. Thank you. And then foods that look like body parts. Yeah. Yeah. Like you could do like spaghetti and eyeballs. Mm-hmm. You see where I'm going with this? Or lastly, this was a really big one last year, was that charcuterie board, but with a skeleton. Yeah. You're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Yeah, food. Yeah. And if you don't want to do a charcuterie board with like crackers and stuff, do canes. Get some chicken tenders and some fries. Stuff it in the ribs. You know, stick the sauces for the eyeballs. You're welcome. That's pretty innovative if you ask me. But hey, and I feel like most of this stuff you can do by yourself. So don't feel bad if you don't have a boo. If I didn't have a boyfriend, I'll be doing a lot of stuff by myself or with my friends, like all honesty, or by myself because I am a loner. But hey, I think it is natural to get seasonal depression as well. I am a victim. So definitely don't feel bad if you don't have anything planned. Once again, there's literally nothing wrong with taking a self-care day, staying in bed, watching movies with yourself, or just staying at home, ordering your favorite food. Like there's literally simple pleasures in doing the most simple things. Not going out, not having to deal with traffic, putting your phone on D&D, not having to worry about anybody, you know, any unwanted conversations, your favorite food. Matter of fact, if you're feeling like a big bat, get your favorite dessert, get it, you know, get it after you get your food so that way you don't have to come back out. Or if you want to spend the extra money and get a DoorDash, even better. Like, definitely don't feel bad for doing stuff by yourself. I actually recommend it, and I actually think that's really healthy. So, yeah. So, before I end today's episode, I just want to note that this is a new season. So, with that being a new season, I want there to be a new you, new habits, new friends, new relationships, new opportunities, new mindset. Okay? I think that you don't have to wait for the year is over to come to like a list of like resolutions that you want to achieve. I think it could be cute if you had a list of resolutions for the season is over, perhaps, or even just any time, something you want to achieve in the next 15 days. I don't know, but yeah, I'm excited for fall. I'm excited for what it brings. I'm excited for everybody listening to this episode. And honestly, I'm excited for anybody out there that just wants anything new, something bigger and better and more deserving. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I am a day late. This is a Tuesday. I'm recording this on a Tuesday and uploading this on a Tuesday. And I apologize. I should have done Monday, but I wanted to be like everybody else and close for holidays. So, you know, that's it. But I'm here. I'm back. I apologize for being late. I love you guys. Mwah!